You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Hey everyone, this is Mike. Tabby and I want to acknowledge the protests aiming to establish equality and justice in America. We fully support you, we stand with you, and we stand with Black Lives Matter. Thank you.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always with my co-host Tabby.
Mm-hmm.
Tabby.
Hey.
You are my co-host.
Yes. What are you alluding to?
No. We are equals.
Yeah.
This isn't anybody's show. We're equals and we're friends and we're best friends.
Where is this coming from right now?
It was a comment that you made before.
This, what?
I'm just clearing it up.
What, that I think that people think it's your show?
Correct.
Yeah. I think some people have that idea.
And I'm trying to just squash that right now.
But I feel like you're doing it in a very condescending way.
Oh, that's the word I was going to use. Yeah.
Like, oh, I couldn't be patronizing you more right now. If I tried.
Okay. Opening question.
Great. Here we
go. Very simple. Straight to the point. Something that you do differently than everybody else, for the most part.
Well, the first thing that comes to my head is, and I've heard this for like a long time, how I tie my shoes.
Okay.
I was taught by a kindergarten teacher who taught me some weird way. It's not the bunny ear loop, whatever the hell people do. It's not that.
What is it?
I couldn't even tell you. There's no name for it. You know what I mean? This was just like this woman coming up to me and being like, we're going to get you to tie shoes if it's the last thing we do.
So it's just anarchy down there.
It's absolute, but it gets the job done. So like, because I remember showing my mom one time and she was like, no, I taught you how to tie shoes. So, you know, you should do it the same way I do. And I was like, all right, I'll show you. And she was like, where in the fuck did you, what kind of nonsense is this? And I'm like, but it gets a bow tie. But
you're going to have to show me later. I'm very curious.
These shoes don't have laces. Your girl's sporting some slip-ons right now. But, oh.
Oh.
You know what? I can procure some laces for us.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Tomorrow.
I don't think you have to wait. Just get some string today. We can do it.
We could probably get it done. You know what I mean? We got none of time.
Exactly.
Let's be real. So what about you? What do you do weird?
The first thing that comes to mind is when I make my s'mores, very random.
Okay.
But I don't roast a marshmallow and then put it on top of the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I make the s'more, and then I just roast the entire thing over the fire.
Like, you hold it? Like, what do you put like, it in aluminum foil?
Salad tongs.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
metal salad tongs, yeah.
I don't think that's so bizarre. I think people do that.
I've never seen anybody do it before. I usually get made fun of.
I see people, like, wrap it in aluminum foil, and then they just make, like, a bunch of them all at once.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That sounds so smart.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, people have really become innovative on how they do their campfire treats. You know what I mean? And it's like, hashtag grateful, you know?
Name me one other campfire treat.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
I was at, like, a campfire, too, and we had, it was a long time ago, though. But it was some sort of thing that you do inside of aluminum foil, and it was like a little, like, I don't know, chocolate bomb type of thing. It was good. It was good. I couldn't replicate it right now if I had to, so.
Was it just chocolate?
No, it was like chocolate and like graham cracker. It was essentially like a s'more, but a different take. It was a different take.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to dive too deep because I really don't remember.
Okay.
You know, so I'm just going to start making things up. You know how that goes.
Horribly wrong.
Yeah, you know, and let's not do it.
Okay, and another thing I noticed you do is when you stand up and you cross your legs while you're standing, your one foot is pointing directly behind you. Like, I don't even know how you do that.
Yes, like, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. When I put one leg over the other and I'm standing, kind of like shifting my weight.
Yes.
For whatever reason, it just...
Yeah, like the tip of your foot is like touching your heel.
It's, yeah.
And it's just stupid.
Okay, well, I've never heard it called that before. I have had people say it before. And also, when I sit crisscross with my legs crossed, like one folded under the other, I've been told that's not the correct way either.
I didn't know there was a correct way to do that. I thought it was just as long as they're crossed, then you're good.
That's what I always thought until I was rudely called out on multiple occasions for the way I sit.
Who would do such a thing?
Monsters.
Monsters.
You know? Monsters. Criminals.
Thugs?
Let's see. Thugs.
All those bad things.
Yeah. Horrendous.
Let's see. The toilet paper? I think I do the toilet paper backwards.
Oh, you have it coming from underneath?
Yeah.
So I read this thing, take it for what it's worth, it's a grain of salt,
mm-hmm.
that like dominant people have their toilet paper over the top and submissive people have the roll where it's underneath. My toilet paper rolls over the top, sir.
Always.
Always and forever.
So, I don't... I'm trying to, like...
That just seems like the right way to do it. It just makes more sense, and sense make dollars. You know what I mean? And I'm about that money.
Honestly, it's just, like, it would be almost like who cares kind of situation. You grab it, you put it up, and that's it.
It is, but then I usually get annoyed, like, 2 days in, and I'm like, oh, my God, why is my toilet paper lined like this? And then I take it off of its little holder, and then I put it back.
I figure you would do the opposite way, because when cats smack the toilet paper, don't they, like, it would roll completely, it would unravel if they're just smacking it like that.
That is a true good point. Thankfully, my cats don't do that.
Well, I thought that all cats did that.
No, that's not like a cat thing. You know, I think it's just because I've never shown them that. I never, like, walked up to the toilet paper myself.
And then smacked it?
Slapped
no.
it down. Okay. You know what I mean? And then they were like, wow, that looks like a lot of fun. Let me give that a go.
May I?
I'm like, with pleasure, please.
Yeah.
So I just don't think they've ever noticed it, thankfully.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, I got good cats. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Trained
mm-hmm.
them well. Raised them well.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sure you have not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you got?
I'm trying to think of things you do weird.
Well, obviously the food thing where you watch me search for a YouTube video for like 20
literally,
minutes.
Literally, that was exactly what I was about to bring up,
mm-hmm.
was the fact that not only you complain about having, you don't like cold food.
Oh, cold food is the worst.
So you go out of your way to heat your food up and then rather
than... Out of the
way
to heat my food.
Correct. No, because then rather than using those, I don't know, maybe what, 3 minutes mm-hmm. of heating up time in the microwave to mm-hmm. get your food, you know, you would think you'd use that time mm-hmm. to find the YouTube video, but no.
Mm-hmm.
No. You then take your food out of the microwave, bring it to where you're going to eat, mm-hmm. and then proceed for like 20 plus minutes while your food is sitting directly in front of you, now beginning to get cold.
True.
While you're looking for the video to watch while you eat, which you'll then eat another 30 plus minutes right there to mm-hmm. have like a small meal, something that could be inhaled.
It's like 10 minutes.
if 10 minutes. And it is dragged out. And I just don't understand it. That to me is weird. I don't think most people do that.
I don't think they do. But growing up as a kid, you always just sat down and ate in front of your TV. And it's kind of like, I can't shake that. I need to have something slightly entertaining, at least, mm-hmm. in front of me. Even if I watch somebody play a video game, I just need it.
Now, you're saying it as if this is what everybody has to do, and I don't think that this is commonplace for everybody.
I don't think to that extreme, but I guarantee you that more people than don't watch TV while they eat, or watch some form of entertainment.
Now, that would be interesting, because I wonder how many, like, couples mm-hmm. actually watch TV while they eat versus just kind of sit there and talk or maybe glance at their phones.
Stop it.
Really? No, I'm serious.
Dining rooms are basically obsolete now.
I'm not saying the dining room per se. Well, no, I guess you're right, because I at a kitchen table. I mean, pretty much in every relationship I've been in, we didn't watch TV while we ate. We sat and we talked.
Seems like you being like a dictator.
I mean, I didn't demand it. But it was just kind of the way it was. We sat, we cooked, we sat, we ate, and then went and watched TV or like that. Like it was like an after effect because the entertainment was the two of us.
I mean, that's why Applebee's does so good. There's TVs, there's distractions all over the place. You don't have to.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so people want that. That's what they crave.
But do you ever notice what's on the TVs?
Sports.
Correct. So who's that really a distraction for, primarily?
The stupid man?
I wasn't going to use the word stupid.
Man.
But I would say maybe men generally, if we're just using a generalization, it's not like Real Housewives up there, which is also a generalization for women, because that's not what all women watch. But you understand what I mean. It's catering to a specific demographic. Let's put it that way. Distractions are for a very specific demographic.
I would love 90 Day Fiancé if it was up.
Yeah, but you'd need subtitles. Or else, what good is it?
No.
No,
you just need
no.
to look at them and know what's going down. Big Ed's a douche. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's true.
Mm.
I think I'm on to something.
Are you?
I think so.
What? Subtitles?
Not the subtitle, but Side note, every TV show is better with subtitles. TV with subtitles.
That is 100% not
granted, true. I grew up in a household where everybody was hard of hearing and wore hearing aids, so subtitles were a necessity. So I kind of adapted to that. But now, I won't live my life differently. And everybody who I'm with is like, why do we have the subtitles on? And I'm just like, don't, no further questions. You catch a lot more with the subtitles.
That is true, but it really distracts from the actual show itself. I find myself just staring at the words and not what's going on TV.
No, I can understand that because I have had 28 plus years of, well, you know, not 28, I wasn't right away, but conditioning-wise to be able to watch the show and the subtitles at the same time, whereas you have not.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably do it occasionally, and it's probably really, really distracting.
I think you knocked a few years off there, you old beast.
What do you mean?
You're older than that.
I'm 28. I'll be 29 in July.
Happy birthday. Should we get started?
Oh my God. This is a problem.
29. What?
This is a problem.
29 is a problem?
No, we keep doing this. We don't realize how long we're doing our opener for.
How long has it been?
Oh, I don't know. It feels like an eternity, probably.
No. I'm guessing after that whole thing, probably about 15 minutes.
You think? Okay, well, we'll find out later.
Okay.
Okay, let's do the first story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get the first submission. Here we go. Okay. Hey, best friends. Yesterday, as a test, I left my unlocked phone on the coffee table next to my boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
I watched from around the corner for a few seconds to see if he would go through my phone. Sure enough, he did. I get the curiosity, but wow. Our relationship was pretty good, and now I feel like I have some trust issues that I'm having a hard time trying to hide. Woo! Thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
Now, we have covered going through phones once before.
Yes, but it's never usually... The boy going through the phone.
Ooh, here we go. All right.
That is not.
I'm enjoying this.
Are you?
Yeah, because already, right away, you're going through a straight generalization. It's like stereotyping.
No, because I think he's justified.
Whoa. Oh, my God. All right, please.
Okay. I forgot who said it. I think it was like Socrates or something.
Mm-hmm.
He said, these hoes ain't loyal.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah.
I was so moved when I first read it.
Yeah, I got his first mixtape. It was hot. Hot fire. He was on the front. No, whatever. yeah. I mean, that's just a joke, obviously. No one should ever go through anybody's phone. But you are a phone goer through-er.
No, I'm not. I was in the past, but I was in a relationship where there was zero trust. I mean, since then, I've been in relationships with trust where now... I wouldn't fathom going through their phone because that's such a violation. Because essentially, like we've said before, if you feel like you have to go through the phone, then you don't have trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically looking to find something.
Is that on the person or is that on the person? Like, I feel like if you're going through somebody's phone, that's more about you than them.
I agree. I think it's also more about the relationship itself. It speaks volumes about the relationship.
Mm.
Where if you feel like you have to go through someone's phone, then that in and of itself is a problem in the relationship, right? Then you don't have 100% trust.
Okay. So me and my wife, we have each other's passcodes, and we never go through each other's phones.
Okay.
Is that, like, what do you, like, is that good? Should we be doing it just, like, to establish, like, the openness of it? Like, or, because we, like, purposefully... Like, if, like, I'm on her phone for something, and, like, she gets a message, I turn it away and hand it to her.
Oh.
Because it's not my business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that overly doing it, or?
That seems a little over the top. But, I mean, as far as, like, knowing each other's passwords and stuff, that's how I've always been, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is my password. If you ever need to get into my phone, like, basically, you're my second. Like, if I'm driving and my phone goes off, I need you to be able to open my phone and do whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like that's okay. And I feel like if... I would think that my partner felt maybe a little too, like, I don't know what's the right word. Like, so if I was driving and my phone went off, I would want my partner to go, hey, Mike just texted you. Mm. And I can be like, oh, what did he say? Rather than, oh, you just got a message. And they kind of, like, shove it into my face. Yeah, because it's like I would like to have that type of openness where it's like, I'm not worried about what anybody is saying. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a true transparency.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's really nothing to hide.
You know what just hit me?
Hmm.
This is double fucked up.
Uh-oh.
Because not only did the person go through the phone, but they planted that phone there for them to go through.
That's true.
So this is like very a true. Bait car situation.
Yes. So
I'm mad at everybody.
Okay. So which side do you struggle with more? Is one side wrong and the other side was baited in? Are they both wrong?
Most of me says they're both wrong, but just because you lay the trap doesn't mean that somebody has to fall for it.
That's true.
I mean, you've seen Maury. Everybody sleeps with everybody in the green room. But you don't have to. You can just say no. I'm in love.
That's it. Mm. Now that baby's mine.
The baby's rarely theirs.
Either way.
Sorry.
This is how we get derailed for 20 more minutes.
Just love Maury so much. But yeah, I guess I would definitely say that maybe the girl?
Oh. Well,
maybe?
First, we don't know if it's a guy or a girl who wrote in, or what gender is.
Very true. We'll just assume. So. I'd like to assume.
Okay.
I'd like to assume if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say a female and a male.
Mm-hmm.
The female left the phone out as a trap.
Yes.
And the male took the bait.
Yes.
That's entrapment. We get mad at the police officer for doing it.
Correct.
I feel as though we should be mad at the person who started it.
Okay, now fair point, valid. What if, now we know it was a quote-unquote trap, but if it was innocent and the boyfriend had still done it,
150%
then it's all on him.
All on him.
So even though he really did think it was an innocent situation, he wasn't under the impression that it was a trap, obviously. He thought she innocently left her phone open and he just took advantage of the situation. Doesn't that change anything at all? I mean, in his eyes, it was the same situation regardless of what had actually transpired. He would have reacted the same way, clearly.
You might have swayed me.
Yes.
I believe I am coming around to your side.
Okay.
He was going to do wrong regardless.
That's true.
Okay. You know, I'm with you.
So
guy's got to go.
I was just going to say, should she bring this up to him? Now, if she's feeling like she has trust issues, should she bring... Is this something that you bring up? Because now you have to admit.
Exactly.
Or you could say, you know, I saw you go through my phone or something. Or, you know, I was wrongly accused in a relationship once of going through a person's phone. And it was obvious to me after the fact that they obviously had something to hide. But in the moment... She was like outright making me confess to something I did not do.
Did you confess?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I didn't go through your phone. You know, like I have no reason to go through. And they were like, yes, you did. I know you went through my phone. This was open and this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what? So I don't know.
So how did that end?
Oh, we broke up. There was clearly a lack of trust.
Okay.
But that's, so I mean, for our listener, like for the person who wrote in, it's like,
because they listener,
how
okay.
do you like confront, is it, what can you do now? Like, what do you do with this information that, you know, your partner doesn't trust you?
Well, if you're not real and say, I set you up and you failed, then you're just as big of a liar and like a jerk as that person. You almost have to, you either have to just accept it or... Well, obviously, the two options. Either do something or don't.
But, I mean, do you think that this is actually resolvable? Like, in my opinion, I almost feel like...
No.
This is kind of a bit of a dead-end street. I don't think it's 100% lost, but to know that on both sides there's already this, like, level of distrust, I don't know.
Yeah, as soon as it happens, the relationship is on the decline.
That's true.
Instantly.
Yeah, I think it's like really, like both people have to put in a lot of work and be really honest.
Can you?
I think, like you said, the person have to own up and say, I wanted to see if you'd go through my phone and you did, and I want to know why you don't trust me or what do you think I'm hiding? And I think then the person who got caught, which is so embarrassing, like, mm-hmm. you put yourself in their shoes to know you fell for a trap,
mm-hmm.
you got caught, and you look super insecure now, mm. which, like, you look vulnerable, which is everybody's, like, usually biggest fear, especially in a relationship, because you want to be the most secure you can. So mm-hmm. it's like, fuck. That person has to put in, like, double the work, unfortunately.
No, what if the girl didn't say anything and the guy came out and confessed?
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a plot twist.
Mm-hmm. He says, like, listen, I've had shitty relationships in the past.
Uh-huh.
It's just been ingrained in me to check phones, but mm-hmm. I don't want to do that anymore. I trust you completely.
Like, I went through your phone, saw there was nothing, mm-hmm. and I feel so guilty about it, and I want you to know I trust you, and I'm not going to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fantastic, right? I think you could probably bounce back from that.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that, too. I'd be like, wow.
I'd be lying, though, if I said that.
Really?
That'd be to get your guard down.
Oh, shit. But I feel like if there's truly trust in the relationship, then that's the best thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Although you make a very valid point. I didn't think about that. Saying that to set them up.
Yeah.
Oof. This sounds like a plot twist. There's nothing like manipulation, you know what I mean? To get the blood boiling.
Honestly, that's exactly how it has... Not how it has to be, but you give up little battles
mm-hmm.
to then get what you want. Like, I... Oh, this is so fucked
Here
up.
Here we go. Love it. Living for it.
Oh, yes. I had a girlfriend who... Mm-hmm. No matter what happened, whenever we say honest time to each other, you can't lie in that moment.
Oh.
Yes. So it's just like, what were you doing? Like, nothing. Like, honest time, what were you doing? Like, fucking jerking it. And so, like, it was like that.
Okay.
So I used that as a get-out-of-jail-free card for instances where I knew that I was in trouble.
Like, okay, give me the example.
Like, hey, were you talking to my friend? Were you flirting with my friend? Honest time. Honest time? No.
Oh, so you'd lie.
Yes.
You'd lie during honest time.
Yes. So I set it up. I set up I set it up. It was perfect. It was good to go. If I ever needed it, it was in my back pocket.
Wow.
I broke her trust.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's...
Why did you guys end up breaking up? Because you found out about you were breaking honest time?
No, I moved away.
God damn it.
I moved away, and it wasn't working out.
Oh.
But yeah. That was... What, was I wrong?
Oh, my goodness. No, yes. It was so much.
It was a hypothetical question.
You are so wrong. Oh.
Was I wrong? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was I a piece of shit? My God. You're covered in shit.
Yes, I was wrong, but it was my life preserver. It was my last-ditch effort to resolve any lingering issues, and... I regret it, but I do it again.
Oh! You can't regret something and then in the same breath.
We're best friends. I can tell you this, and you can't judge me.
Oh, well, that's not true.
Oh, yeah. I judge you constantly.
It's nonstop.
Ugh.
So, and also, I don't know if you've noticed, but mm-hmm. I take these recordings and I put them up
mm-hmm.
for other people to listen to. And
I'll lie to them, too.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's not dive any deeper on that then, huh? We already know you're manipulative and you broke a girl's trust and you do it again. And that's just the way of the world, right?
But honest time, I'm sorry for what I'm sorry for what I did.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Michael. That was sincere. Okay, are we ready for the next submission?
Absolutely.
Okay. Alrighty, here we go. Hey, YNBF, I'd like some advice. My dad and I live together and we're very close and have been since my parents divorced. My dad didn't take it very well and has been going through some serious midlife crisis purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, he purchased a banjo that he seriously won't put down. It is driving me absolutely insane and I'm convinced he's tone deaf and he isn't going to get any better at it. He is driving myself and the two dogs absolutely insane. What would you two do in my situation?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Who the fuck buys a banjo in a midlife crisis?
In a midlife crisis, yeah. You buy a banjo. Listen, guitars are complicated. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, be different.
Okay. In your opinion, mm-hmm. what is the reasoning of a midlife crisis? Don't say you're midlife and you're in crisis.
Crisis mode.
don't say that.
To me... Wait, what causes it?
Yeah.
I think...
Like, lack of sexy? Because I never really hear married couples going through midlife crisis.
Oh, I think they absolutely do.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get in shape, is that part of a midlife crisis?
I think, I mean, it could be considered one. I think people tend to do different things. I think what causes it is kind of the realization that they're probably not where they wanted to be mm-hmm. at the age that they're at, or they didn't accomplish nearly all of the things that their, like, younger former self thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes really out of, like, people feeling very just, like, mediocre.
Okay.
I think you don't feel like you have a midlife crisis when you're in your 50s and you feel as though you've done a lot.
I always assumed it was the sports car, the convertible, the...
Oh, yeah. Like that's the, exactly
the
yacht, what it is.
The boat. I thought it had to be, like, a major life-changing purchase. I never thought a banjo would be considered that.
Well, the listener said that he's gone through multiple purchases.
Okay.
This is just the most recent one that happens to be driving a listener insane.
Hmm.
So, maybe he's playing it in the back of his Corvette.
Possibly. While parked?
Yes, of course.
Of course, of course.
Of course. He's playing in the garage in the back of the Corvette with an amp.
Wait.
There has to be a way to connect a banjo to an amp. There just has to be. How do they play at festivals? Come on.
A lot of banjos at festivals?
Yeah, country music festivals.
What, like the Zac Brown Band?
Yeah, man.
No.
You know, like, how do you amplify a tambourine? You put it in front of a microphone. They got ways. They got ways.
I thought you were going to say plug-in tambourine. And if it's not a thing, yeah, we're doing it.
Now they should invent Bluetooth tambourines.
What? Just... Like, how does that work?
Well, because I feel like if you had a plug-in tambourine and you're trying to shake it on the stage, the wire is going to keep, like, hitting your arm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now if you had a Bluetooth one that had a little speaker in the tambourine itself that was picking up your noise,
picking
that
up
was
what
then...
you're putting down, basically?
Exactly.
Okay.
I just think that would probably be, you know, better for the tambourine community. And I myself am immersed in the tambourine community,
mm-hmm.
so I'm speaking for a lot of voices right now when I say this.
Okay. What's your unit look like?
I don't even know what that means.
What's your tambourine look like?
Oh, mm-hmm. Good question. It's got 13 cymbals.
5 tambas. 3 reens.
Exactly. So you've seen it.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's hand carved. So yeah, you know. What musical instrument would you pick up?
Violin.
Okay, so if someone said tomorrow, I'm going to give you the capability to learn an instrument inside out.
Violin.
Why?
Because it's not as common, and it's beautiful.
Okay. I like both of those reasons.
Yeah, I mean, guitar, everybody's doing a guitar.
That's why I feel like their dad picked a good instrument, because if you're going to start, like, a band, don't pick a guitar. Everybody picks guitar. You'd be banjo, you know? Unfortunately, he's clearly not picking it up.
No.
Banjos are hard.
I'd imagine that if you know a guitar, you know a banjo.
Ooh. I feel like the guitar and the banjo community are going to come for us.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk like that.
All 3 banjo players. Like, you're right. They just leave.
Like, a 4-string's different than a 5-string, which is different than a 6-string. Don't even get me started. I don't know. What else?
That's
an 8-string? I don't think there's an 8-string banjo.
There's, a guitar, like a slide board guitar.
Oh.
That looks interesting. It's almost, yeah, it's just basically like a tabletop that has strings on it, and you just play it like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That sounds fun.
But yeah, what would yours be?
Well, if I could learn any instrument, I want something like really obscure.
Like an oboe?
Yeah, like a harp.
Harp?
Yeah, okay. Like something that's just like really inconvenient but beautiful, but just like, who's playing this?
Really <anymore?"> inconvenient.
I mean, to try and carry a harp around, because I want one of the big ones. Like, mm-hmm. I want a sit-down one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like play it for my fish tanks.
Aw.
They'll like it.
I feel like you have to be fancy to play a harp.
What are you saying?
I feel like you're not fancy.
You're not cut from the cloth.
Yeah.
You could be which a harpist.
You could be rugged and play a violin. It's kind of like...
That's true.
Yeah, but a harp, you have to, like, wear a dress.
You don't have to.
You kind of should. At least a Hillary Clinton pantsuit or something.
It would probably be more fitting.
It would behoove you, yes.
But it would behoove me. But come on, if I'm wearing, like, a backwards hat, and a t-shirt that has a stain on it, an unidentifiable stain, and my jeans have like oil marks on them. That's fantastic.
You would buck the trend. It would look very out of,
but I'm
out of character. But you're crushing that harp.
I'm just killing it. Best harpist this side of the East Coast.
I'd never want to hear a harp.
I'd never want to hear your violin.
No, not your harp.
Oh, I know.
But
that offended me. So.
Sorry.
I'm coming for your throat.
You'd listen.
You'd listen to me.
I want to be one of those violin players, not a classically trained one, but one of those that can hear a sound and then just like play along with you.
So you want to be like a street violinist?
Kinda.
Like down in the subways?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I want to take my harping too.
You would never make it. Your skin's not thick enough.
That's true. They'd eat me alive down there.
Get down there. You get a hot dog to get your energy back up. Someone steals your harp and then you're done.
That harp was 150 pounds. How did you do it? I see it like on the subway with the door closing as it's driving by. Son of a bitch.
And a pack of street toughs just like laughing at you. Playing it incorrectly too.
Just making a mockery of me. I'm in my pantsuit.
Get your dick out of the strings. Never thought I'd have to say that again.
Okay. But what would you do if it was your dad who picked up a banjo and he's just out here doing a horrific job?
Relentlessly make fun of him.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know that it said that he didn't take the divorce very well and he's going through midlife crises. So I don't know if maybe necessarily berating the man is the route you may want to go.
Thanks for staying with me, son. This is a hard time. You fucking suck.
So when are you going to give up? Just curious. No rush. Just curious.
Yeah, I'd be as harsh as possible.
And say what? Let's be it.
Okay.
So I'm just out here horrifically playing the banjo in the garage.
Let me hear you.
No,
of course.
Good.
No, you do not want to play that one.
Why?
Oh, my God. Do you not know Deliverance?
No.
Oh, boy.
Did I just do something bad?
Not bad. That's the movie Deliverance.
Okay.
I think.
Educate me.
Yeah. Some guys went on like a rafting trip.
Okay.
They got lost in the woods. They heard those banjos playing. Hmm. Then some guys scooped him up. And you know where I'm going, sodomy. Didn't even leave a gap. I wanted you to know. Straight up butt stuff.
Oh my, no, I didn't know.
Yeah.
This is based on a true story?
No.
Okay.
It's a movie, but Deliverance, and that's where that... They were playing that as they were, I believe, hunting them down in the woods.
Oh my.
Yes. So if you ever hear that, clinch up tight.
Okay. I feel like that's the most common one.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's all that people know.
It's like... Like, it's a grand old flag. You know, like, you hear it and you know it.
Do you?
Yeah, like, it's a grand old flag.
Okay.
You know it. As soon as you hear it, you know it.
Okay, here. You played. I say, Pops.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I'm just out here in the garage working on my banjo skills. I love my new banjo.
About
you know how
that.
Much I love it. Yeah. Do you love it?
You're horrendous at this.
Well, I just started. I've been practicing every day, every hour that I have, to try and get better. You know, one day I'm going to start a band. That's the whole goal here.
What's the name of your band going
to
be?
Oh, I don't know. You know, me and Billy are, we're trying to get together and get it going, you know?
What's Billy going to play?
He has a harmonica that he's working on right now. We're trying to get a bassist. Mm-hmm. So if you know anybody, let me know.
So bass, harmonica, and a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What kind of music you plan on playing?
Alternative.
Okay, right on.
It's gonna be different. But you know, yeah, I know I don't sound so great right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm practicing, because I'm gonna get better. You know?
What you're doing to that banjo is a hate crime, and I'm not gonna stand for it anymore.
Well, do you think maybe if I got some lessons, that might help the situation?
You're not too sharp. That's why Mom left.
Okay, you know what? This isn't what you would say.
Yeah. Once he kept going, having hope and stuff.
Yeah. You know, like humans do.
Yeah. The nerve. Yeah, you cut him down.
So you're just all around awful.
No, I would hope that I have that relationship with my dad that I can talk. My son better be able to talk to me like that when he gets older.
Okay, so, but if you really felt in your heart that mm-hmm. you're going to get better and this is something you're passionate about and your child is shitting on you, I'm just saying, I think there's a way to go about it. Okay. I think maybe saying you should get some lessons or something, and then maybe actually getting some lessons for him.
He's been taking lessons, though.
That's not what it said?
I'm just going to say he has been.
I think he's been watching YouTube videos, likely.
That's just as good as lessons.
That's not just as good as a lesson.
Have you ever taken a professional lesson in anything?
I have, in guitar, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I took like 2, to be fair.
Oh, so you knew.
It was expensive.
How much?
At the time, it was like, I think maybe like, I don't know, 50, 60 for like an hour. Damn. Just silly.
What was his name?
A therapist that are cheaper. I don't know.
Oh, it was a guy, definitely.
Yeah, it was a guy.
Not a lot of girl guitarists.
Up and coming.
Mm.
The new generations. They're picking it up. They're picking up guitars and bass.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be obsolete soon.
I don't think musical instruments are going to be obsolete.
I feel like when you can push a button and replicate a sound, I don't think that you're going to need the instrument anymore.
Yeah, but you need something to initially make the sound and then replicate it.
Not anymore. I think every sound has been made.
I disagree. I feel like if you want the sound to be on a loop, you have to create the sound, the chords that you want to hear, in the sequence that you want to hear them.
And you don't think they've been done already?
Yeah, but I mean, to sit there and try and find exactly someone hitting like G sharp, B, whatever, like, I don't fucking know the chords, but like to try and get them hitting it in the exact sequence you want, in the exact strum pattern you want, versus just doing it yourself on a loop machine, seems to make more sense, doesn't it? You'd still need to have the basic skill to make it better with like an auto-tune machine and stuff.
You're losing me. I don't think so.
I just, okay, I'm not here to convince you. Like, I'm not going to convince you whether instruments are going to be obsolete.
Nah.
This dad has a banjo that he won't put down,
mm-hmm.
and you're not helping.
I am not helping.
No.
Uh-oh.
Do better. Be better.
I'd be devastated if my son told me.
Thank you.
Yeah, because this is basically like...
Mom left.
Yeah.
And now your kid is walking in going, I don't know how to say this, but you fucking suck and you're repelling new prospects.
Yeah. Like, I'm half packed now. You keep going, I'm out. I'm fully out.
And you're alone with the dogs.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking the dogs.
Ooh. So, yeah. So, what should this listener do? They obviously are close with their dad. They said they don't want to break his heart.
Hmm.
So, what would you need to hear from your son to help you? Like, I think it's lessons. That's me.
I'm going a different route, but...
I want to break their spirit.
I'm going, hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? We're both beginners. How about I buy a banjo, too, and we learn together?
Oh, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
see,
yes.
That was nice.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent advice. Wow. 10 out of 10, Michael. 10 out of 10.
And then you get a free banjo.
Oh, you're going to have him buy it? Well, I mean, of course.
Yes, right?
You're not going to spend $200-and-some on a banjo.
Yeah, guys,
this guy, he's got the money to buy it, obviously.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be really nice. This show doesn't get nice very often, but that would be nice.
That would be nice.
Oh, shit.
I think that's a good note to wrap up on.
Hmm. Touching as fuck.
Anything else?
No, we're good.
Okay, well... Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. We just want to say thank you to all the essential workers, to the protesters, to everybody who's out on the front lines, to all the podcasters still making podcasts, everybody who's still listening to us, to everybody everywhere doing everything. We love you. We support you. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Oh, a little off. Hey, everybody. We want to bring attention to an organization that we think is fantastic. It's Trinity Place Shelter, based out of New York. They're here to help the LGBTQ plus community get back on their feet after hard times.
And you can find them on Instagram at Trinity_shelter. And they're based out of NYC. Any attention, shout outs, donations would be greatly appreciated to them. We love them.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.